Poppledown Town was the loveliest town. The neat rows of houses and charming front gardens, with hedges and lawns that were trimmed every day. The high street provided whatever was needed. The river bank was perfect for picnics in May. Oh yes, Poppledown Town was the loveliest town, and everyone who lived there agreed. Amelia Topping loved shopping. She skipped down the aisles of Poppledown Market, selecting her salads, her cheeses, and cold meats. She paused at the freezers and chose all her favourites, then filled up her trolley with doughnuts and treats. Oh, yes, Amelia Topping loved shopping. Until the dragons came. Frederick Creeding loved reading. He hurried each morning to Poppledown Library, treasuring the hush as he browsed along rows. He liked choosing stories, then reading them quietly, and the click of the stamp on each book that he chose. Oh yes, Frederick Creeding loved reading. Until the dragons came. Olivia Turning loved learning. She sat on the carpet at Poppledown Playgroup, eager for stories and songs with Miss Twee. She carefully moulded her plasticine biscuits, ready to use in her teddy bear's tea. Oh yes, Olivia Turning loved learning. Until the dragons came. Soon Olivia Turning hated learning. Frederick Creeding avoided reading, and Amelia Topping stopped shopping. For Poppledown Town just wasn't the same since the dragons came. But Jeremy Stamping loved camping. He set up his tent on Poppledown Common, a holiday village of orange and red. He checked all the guy ropes, the pegs and the zippers, then sizzled his sausages and pumped up his bed. Oh yes, Jeremy Stamping loved camping. Until the rain came. It drummed on the canvas like zebras tap dancing. It hammered the fly sheets and trickled down poles. It seeped into sleeping bags gathered in puddles. The campers were soggy and hungry and cold. Until the dragons came. They spread out their wings and provided a shelter. They dried up the puddles, cooked sausages to share. The campers saw kindness and talked with the dragons. They realized quite quickly they had not been fair. They explained to the dragons just how they'd annoyed them with clumsy behaviour and the mess that they'd made. The dragons said sorry, they'd meant to be friendly. They'd try to be careful and calmed if they stayed. So Olivia Turning went back to her learning, Frederick Creeding continued reading, and Amelia Topping only went shopping on Wednesdays when the dragons came.